Matt Redman here on a Friday morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to have you aboard, as always, for the 7th of July. We are 7 days into the 7th month of the year, and as we said in our headlines this morning, we'll bring Jason Cans up to speed. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter today, on the 7th day of the 7th month, celebrating their 77th wedding anniversary. How about them apples?
Oh, my gosh. And it's amazing to me. Every once in a while, I'll think of how long they've been married, and it's really remarkable that they're both still alive, frankly.
Yeah.
And then celebrating 77 years. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's something. Well, yesterday was a big day because your mom got to meet her great-grandchild.
Yep. Yeah, so she came in, got here late yesterday morning, and Grace came over with the baby, and so we were able to spend the day together, and it was really neat. It was a good time to be able to have four generations together in the same space, and yeah, it was really good.
You had another big, bright, smiley picture. I heart emojied multiple ones of those yesterday.
Yeah, she just brings me a lot of joy, Rosie does, and love just seeing her face. And I was holding her yesterday, and she was just watching me, and that's really a neat thing to have happen.
Mm. So I've got grandparent envy. What do I do with this?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I really don't know what to tell you.
I guess just love my kids right where they're at. Right, no pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
No pressure, anybody.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. In the meantime, so this was strange. I was dreaming, and then this morning awakened by some noise, and was like some loud. It seemed like loud percussion music, and I'm like, "Where's that coming from? Is it upstairs?" And no, there was a small pickup truck parked in front of our house. The lights were on, and it was so just odd to me. And I don't know. It's such a difference, isn't there, between the dark and the light? You just kind of wonder, is somebody trying to send a message or whatever?
Sure.
And so, yep. I mean, I thought about calling 911 just in terms of we've had fireworks this week, but what about like a continual, this was really loud. And so, although everybody else in my house was sleeping, so my wife's like, how come you weren't such a light sleeper when the kids were young? And I'm like, I don't know. But I mean, in the end, when I finally back out it this morning, there was like a guy slumped over his wheel. The lights were on and the music was jamming. So read into that what you will, but that was weird.
That sounds like the beginning of a novel. There's no more context there.
That's
that
it.
You have at all?
Goodness. What you can understand, I did have things run through my mind, like somebody did email me about something they didn't like about somebody I was going to have on the Chippewa Valley This Week show. I thought, are they intimidating me?
A Ted Decker book or something like that. Writing about this. So
I may have to embark on my novel this weekend. So
there you go. There you go. In all your free time, you can start writing.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you're the writer.
Yeah, I used to be anyway.
We don't have enough time to get into it, but all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do have enough time to get into Galatians 3:21 and 22.
Yeah, it says, is there a conflict then between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not. If the law could give us new life, we could be made right with God by obeying it. But the scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say, perhaps it seems like law and grace are opposites, but they're not. If the law could have redeemed you, that is how I would have done it. But earning your eternal security was never the law's purpose. I gave the law so you would recognize how far from my perfect standard everything has fallen. When you realize the hopelessness of sin, it makes you ready to see your need for Jesus, the promised Redeemer who came to make all broken things whole. When you finally see what he has accomplished, you will invest all your hope in him. What do you think?
Yeah, I like when I use the word whole in this book, which happens quite a bit. And the idea that Jesus came to make all broken things whole is a great promise, and really want to cling to that.
So here's what I'm thinking when I read this. I'm like, over and over and over again here, 22 verses into Galatians 3, and there's six chapters. It seems to be the same message, which is, it's not about the law, it's about grace. It's not about the...
Right.
And yet, even though it's there over and over, and Galatians is Book of Freedom, we still violate it today.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and I think we have a really unusual relationship with the law, I think, as Christians, that don't really quite know what to do with it a lot. And, you know, I once posted on Twitter, err on the side of grace, and that's really the goal that I'm shooting for. And it's hard, though. It's hard to live in that space consistently.
Exactly. Are you going to out-mercy God? Probably not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Love you, my brother from another mother, and see you tomorrow morning, huh?
Sounds good.
All right, we invite the listeners for breakfast at Randy, 7 o'clock. Why not? Come and say, did you guys mean it? And we'll say, yeah, there's a seat at the table. First of all, happy anniversary to Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. Caleb, on the 7th day of the 7th month, this couple married for, get this now, 77 years today.
Wow.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And again, you know I love alliteration. I also love when numbers align like that.
I know.
7th day, 7th month, 77 years, that's great.
But that's actually a lead-in to something here. Strange summer jobs of some U.S. presidents. You know, you think back to, what was your first job? Or maybe a summer job you had. And so some of the, you know, they didn't start off as president, right? For instance, Barack Obama was an ice cream scooper and a sandwich maker at Baskin Robbins.
In Honolulu, apparently.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
George W. Bush was an oil rig roughneck and ping pong peddler extraordinaire.
Wow.
Man, that's kind of cool if you can have a job where they call you a roughneck, but you're not actually doing anything wrong.
What a life. You know, he just turned 77 this week, George W. Bill Clinton was a grocery worker and a comic book salesman. Yeah, first job when he was 13, working in an Arkansas grocery store.
Ronald Reagan, former president, was a circus roustabout and a lifeguard. Again, talking about some strange jobs of some of our U.S. presidents.
Later, of course, a sportscaster and an actor.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, he was a rail splitter and a flatboat pilot.
Former President Gerald Ford was a park ranger during the summer of 1936 while waiting to be admitted to Yale Law School.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Jackson, we've heard his name come up in recent years as kind of a historical comparison. He was a saddler's apprentice and a school teacher.
Wow.
He joined the militia at 13. The war, however, eventually orphaned him. So a veteran by 14, he moved to a relative's house and worked as a saddler's apprentice.
Richard Nixon, in the summers of 1928 and 29, worked for a local butcher as a chicken plucker. He also was a carnival barker as well for a Wheel of Fortune gaming booth.
Wow. The road to the White House,
yes.
Right? How about Lyndon B. Johnson? He was a shoe shiner and a goat herder.
Not a bad job. And Herbert Hoover was a laundry entrepreneur and a miner.
And the last one we got, James Garfield, a canal boat driver and a janitor.
Huh. Again, the presidency, not everyone's born with a silver spoon in their mouth, right? So
that's right.
Got to work your way up. Well, it is that time on a Friday morning, 7:48, 63 degrees, some beautiful sunshine. And it's time for us as a public service here in the WIB Wake Up Show to get you all caught up on what you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But we know your time is short. And so we do this for you, friends, in condensed fashion. We call it Headlines. And here we go.
Yeah, you never want to miss these headlines. Well, Caleb, the 4th of July is over. Gone are the cookouts and fireworks.
It's time to clean the grill and give thanks for still having all 10 fingers.
That's for sure.
A pizza delivery driver in Germany recently was fined for spitting in a customer's salad before delivering it to him.
The driver tried to get out of it by saying he misunderstood and thought the customer said he wanted a sneezer salad.
Tell that to the judge.
Monday was the Earth's hottest day in recorded human history.
It was so hot, people were burning their tongues on iced coffee.
Yikes.
A study found that too much high fructose corn syrup can actually make you less intelligent.
The study also found that 9 of 10 participants had trouble spelling M&Ms.
That's proof.
A 630-foot deep sinkhole with an ancient forest at its bottom was discovered by Chinese scientists last year.
So that's where all our lost socks have gone.
Exactly.
Scientists in Switzerland, meanwhile, determined that the smarter a fly becomes, the quicker it dies.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to analyze the fly swatter, and sometimes it's better to just get out of the way.
Wisdom.
And finally this morning, a study finds that teenagers need 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night.
It has nothing to do with their health. It just gives their phones time to charge.
I love it.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, that soundtrack is truly iconic, and you know, you thought they made a lot of Fast and Furious movies. Apparently, they're making more and more Mission Impossible movies as well, and the new one is called Dead Reckoning. That's coming out in theaters July 12th, and I guess critics are really loving it. But here's a few fun factoids from the latest in this iconic movie and TV series. The idea to turn the Mission Impossible TV show into a movie actually came from Tom Cruise. Is there anything that guy doesn't do? He was a fan of the original series, said, let's make a movie. Peter Graves, who played Jim Phelps in the original TV series, was offered a cameo in that very first Mission Impossible film, but turned it down because he was unhappy with the way his character was portrayed as a villain. Also, the character of Ethan Hunt was not in that original TV show, but was created specifically for the movie franchise. Maybe that was Tom Cruise's idea, too. The script for Fallout was not fully completed before filming began. Director Christopher McQuarrie said, yeah, we started with the action sequences and built a story around them. Interesting. A staple in the franchise, the use of those realistic face masks. Yeah, they use that all the time. That has actually been featured in every Mission Impossible film except for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Couple more factoids from Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise became the first actor to perform a halo, that's high altitude, low open, jump on camera for Mission Impossible Fallout. The scene required over 100 jumps to capture perfectly. I think he's, what, 61 now? I cannot believe that guy still does his own stunts. And a couple more for the underwater sequence in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Tom Cruise held his breath for up to 6 minutes during filming. That is crazy. And finally, one more. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol was initially intended to pass the franchise's leading role from Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt to Jeremy Renner's William Brandt, but audiences continued enthusiasm for Mr. Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt ultimately changed those plans. And they're like, you know what? Doesn't matter that you're past 60. We still want you for this role. A few fun factoids from Mission Impossible here on WWIB, where we are family.
The best of the week. It was a unique week. Obviously, we're trying to figure out which day it is. This is Friday, July 7th. A lot of us had certainly Tuesday off. So we've compiled the best of the week from last Friday through yesterday. Here we go.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number two, the most people simultaneously throwing hats was achieved by folks in Spain 10 years ago in 2013. They threw at one time 9,995 hats, which again is a great accomplishment, but I'm just like, why wouldn't you go for 10,000?
I know that.
It just... You're so close.
Oh,
just,
man.
Find five dudes with a hat.
You know, I was reading a book by Wendell Berry, who's one of my favorite authors. Mm-hmm.
And we should say, I like to eat berries, so we have that in common. So go ahead.
Indeed.
Well, Caleb, the parking lot picnic, the first one, is in the books. You were here for it. Tell me about it.
We just had a ton of people coming in, too. There were folks who came even before it started, too, because they were so excited for those inflatables. I'll have to give one more shout-out to... I had a blast meeting Taryn. She's 4 years old from Menominee. She likes to call in for our contest. She's a frequent Wake Up Show listener. And Taryn, you were just my buddy yesterday. Yeah. I just really, really enjoyed. And of course, I like your mom and dad. I like hanging out with them and your baby brother as well. But Taryn, you just made my day. So thank you for being part of the Whip family.
You know, our holiday was, we're kind of boring. And, you know, there was a piece of me, or a piece for both of us, I think, of thinking, you know, we used to be a lot more exciting when the holidays came around.
The average person's heart beats about 2.5 billion times in their lifetime.
Billion with a B. That's a lot of beating.
Wow.
Kangaroos cannot walk backwards.
Mm. Dropping some of that knowledge, just kind of walking up to the people at your next social gathering, barbecue.
If you're stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, right.
We've got a game for you this morning. One song, 1 second, one best. Courtesy of that all-new A&W restaurant, family-owned A&W restaurants. And with these, Spencer and Altoona, and coming very soon to Kanad. It's not Michael W. Smith. It's not Crowder. Artist and song title. But if you want to start with just the artist, go ahead. What do you think?
All right. It's Mark here from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
I'm going to guess Point of Grace.
You're going to guess Point of Grace. All right. And Halvo?
He's right.
You are right, Mark, from Chippewa Falls. It is Point of Grace, but now to win the OneFest tickets, what song from Point of Grace?
I'm going to go with The Great Divide.
Wow. You're going to go with The Great Divide? Oh, holy!
That's all there is to it.
Mark is a pastor. Correct identifier in this contest, Caleb, right?
Goodness gracious, but never with a prize this big. No. Mark, how in the world did you know that?
Years and years of growing up listening to WWIV and in my parents' kitchen. And, I got the artist right away, and then I just had to do a quick little search of Point of Grace songs, and then I instantly knew.
There you go.
The Great Divide.
And congratulations to Mark from Chippewa Falls. And he let us know that actually the first day of OneFest 2023 is he and his wife's fifth anniversary. So this will be a great opportunity for them to celebrate with so many other Christian music fans.
Burt Ward from Batman. Robin turning 50, make it 50, 78 today. I'll tell you what, I've talked about it before. I mean, just a lot of enjoyment from this show as a kid and then shared it with my kids. And back when good and evil in drama was black and white, right? Or in color. And it aired, the show often described as campy, but it aired on back-to-back nights on ABC, like a Wednesday and a Thursday, and a lot of cliffhangers and different things like this from Robin.
You all right, Robin?
Holy molars. Am I ever glad I take good care of my teeth.
True. You owe your life to dental hygiene.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure to brush and floss, kids. Tooth loss due to gum disease is linked to a faster rate of brain shrinkage in the left hippocampus, which is crucial for language and word recall.
So if we ever seem to be stumbling over what we're saying, it's probably because we forgot to brush the pearly whites.
That's great. It was a fun week.
It was indeed. And I enjoyed that. Thank you, Hal. Well, putting together the best of the week every single Friday here in the WIB Wake Up Show.